Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
The time is almost coming when all our eyes shall see the mysteries of God and life's reality. The time is almost coming when all the world will change. Our most awaited time is here. The time is almost coming when we will hear the shout. The trumpet sounds and echoes. The dead will be raised up. The time is almost coming when Jesus shall appear. Our most awaited God is here. Oh Lord Jesus, we have waited for you. Our hearts are filled with gladness. Our hearts are filled with joy. Are the planets to behold? The time is almost coming to join the angels sing. Our most awaited place is here. The time is almost coming to touch the Savior's face, to see his eyes of mercy, feel his scars of grace. The time is almost coming for sin and woe to end.
No sin to hide, But you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, they laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they called a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod and to be called a child of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in your precious blood. O Jesus Christ, the Lamb.
Some glorious morning. into this world of sin, goodness stops where I begin. I'm nothing on my own. I know I try so to be good, yet I know I never could deserve the love you've shown. But in love you found a way to pay a debt I could not.
Saints the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and a crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll gather at the river. We will gather at the
of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor may thee I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee, never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the
Jesus, oh, for grace to trust.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, When the Spirit Moves. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 7 says, Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. We were in New York City with the entire school doing outreach for a week. Part of that outreach included passing out an inspirational magazine called Peace Above the Storm. Everyone had a backpack full of these magazines. In total, the group was carrying about 28,000 pieces. We were sleeping on the floor of a church in Manhattan, and before we left each morning, we broke into groups of two or three and prayed that with each piece of literature, an angel would be assigned. This meant that no matter who took or who wound up with a piece of literature, an angel would go with it. After our prayer, we set out. On this day, we were standing right by a group of really nice hotels near Central Park. Things were going quite smoothly until suddenly, a rather large, very intimidating man confronted one of the students. He looked at the magazine and then began to yell, "I don't want you passing out this stuff." Then he snatched the whole stack and walked away. The student who had lost the stack began to pray for the man, that the Lord would move upon his heart. Almost immediately, the man stopped in his tracks and turned around. The student cringed as the man approached him with determined steps. In earnest, the student began to pray for the Lord's protection. Just as abruptly as before, the man engaged him. "I am sorry for treating you that way. What I did was wrong. To make it up to you, I will help you finish passing them out." Everyone was amazed at the moving of the Holy Spirit so plainly that day. The man continued passing out the magazines with zeal and conviction, talking to everyone he saw. A reflection associated with this story comes from Christ's Object Lessons, page 61. Through conflict, the spiritual life is strengthened. Trials well borne will develop steadfastness of character and precious spiritual graces. The perfect fruit of faith, meekness, and love often matures best amid storm clouds and darkness. When the Spirit Moves was written by Debbie Baker, President of Heritage Academy in Monterey, Tennessee. You can visit heritagetn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 7 is a meditation of David concerning the words of Cush, and the theme is praising God for deliverance. O Lord my God, I put my trust in you. Please save me from those who would torment me and deliver me from them, or they may tear me to pieces like a lion, leaving me in shreds when there was no one to protect me. O Lord, please let me know if I have done any of these things, if my hands are stained with sin, if I dealt evil to a man who was at peace with me, or if I have looted another's goods without any good reason. Then let these people chase me down and apprehend me. Yes, let them lay my life in the dust, and may the honour I once had be accounted for nothing. Arise, O Lord, when you are angry. Be aware of the fury of my enemies. Yes, awake, O Lord, and hand down your true justice, which you have made known. Let all the assembled people gather before you and reign over them from your throne. It is the Lord who shall judge the nations. And judge me too, O Lord, in harmony with your righteousness, according to my determination to serve you. May the sinful ways of the wicked come to an end, and may you confirm the just. For by your righteousness, people are tested in their heart and mind. My protection is the God of heaven, who cares for those who give their lives to you. God is truly just in all his dealings and is infuriated with the wicked every day. If he does not overlook the sins of the people, he will sharpen the sword of his justice and will bend his bow to send punishment where it is due. He has the means of inflicting the utmost punishment when he uses the fiery arrows of war. Look, the wicked struggle in their sinfulness. They think of all kinds of iniquity, with falsehood as their specialty. The wicked man has dug a pit in his wickedness, then falls into it, the very hellhole he has made. All the trouble he has caused shall return upon his head, and where he has hurt and bruised, he shall be made to suffer too. But I will praise the Lord. His righteousness brings forth a song of praise from my lips, a song to honour the Most High God.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.